Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Luke chapter 12, reading from verse 29. And seek not ye what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that you have, and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Amen. The title of our message is The Treasure of God. It says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart also be. He says to us that we should seek for that treasure of God, the one that does not wax old. Jesus says that we should seek for that. We should desire the treasure of God. And what treasure is this? Look at Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which, when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. So he said the kingdom of God is that treasure. That's why he said, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. What kingdom? The kingdom of God, the reign of God. He says is that treasure. He says we should seek for. We should seek for the reign of God. We should think of him first, that when God comes, then everything shall be added. We shall have everything, for it is in that house. Remember the story of the prodigal son that came out of his father's house, and then he fell into penury, into poverty and hunger. But when he returned home, when he realized that what matters is to return home, that all this thing he's looking for is in his father's house. He's telling us that all we are looking for is in God. What the nations are seeking for, what the Gentiles, that means the unbelievers, are seeking for, he says, is in God. And that this is that God, that kingdom of God that is hidden. And what is that kingdom that Jesus said is hidden in this field? What field? This field of this world. See, this kingdom of God is hidden. It's like a treasure hid in a field. See Proverbs chapter 2, reading from verse 1. My son, if thou would receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. that the Word of God is the treasure of God. The treasure of God is Scriptures. It says that is hid in this world that men don't even know. That when a man found this treasure that is hid in it in the feet of this world, he go and sell all that he has and then come to purchase this kingdom, this treasure. He comes for it. That's why he told Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see this kingdom. He can't see this treasure. That it is when we see this treasure before we can be speaking out, testifying of this treasure. He said, then our voice, you will now begin to lift your voice for understanding. You can then speak and become witness of him, of this treasure. For the word of God is a great treasure, a wonderful treasure, that by him all things were made, both visible and invisible. That you should give your whole heart to this treasure of God. Seek him first. Let it be your first consideration, is what Jesus is saying. And that if you do so, then you are wise. See what he said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Say, anyone, everyone that asketh, receiveth. Receive what? Receive understanding. And he that seeketh, it findeth it. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. That he want us to seek for the treasure. That the entrance of his word giveth understanding. That is only when the word of God enter into our hearts, then he say we will understand. This is indeed the treasure house of God. It is that we are to seek. When he says seek, is the word we are to seek. How do we seek for the word? He said we seek for the word to see the word is known among men. We knock at the door until the Father of glory, the Spirit of the Scripture, be poured upon men. That's why he said, pray to the Father. When the disciples ask him, teach us to pray, he said, pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. That's it. They should think of him first. You should see to it that the kingdom of God, the government of God comes. That's when we can have peace in our days. That's when we can have abundance in our days. Otherwise, the world is a wilderness. It's a barren land. It's not fruitful. But it says when the Spirit is poured upon us from up on high, then the wilderness shall become a fruitful field. A fruitful field shall become a forest. He's talking of Spirit of the Scriptures. That we should ask. We should seek. That should be our first priority. We should seek for this treasure of God to be known, to be seen, and to be received. For many would not be able to. That's what he's saying to us today, that the treasure of God is the word of God. Luke chapter 12 we read, and see what led Jesus to speak those words we read concerning that we should seek the kingdom of God first. Luke chapter 12. Now he speak a parable in verse 16. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, so thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? so is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. That's what Jesus had in mind. He gave them a parable. It says that this man, his ground brought forth plentifully. Who made the ground to bring plentifully? God. God made, he says, the one that gives the increase. But this man, after he got the increase, he has no thought of God in him. He has no provision for God. That's why he says, give your thought to God first. He was not thinking that this ground brought forth plentifully. I didn't make it to bring forth plentifully. It is God that did it. Moses told them in the wilderness that don't forget when you get to the land where you're going to, that it is God, the Lord, that giveth the power to get wealth. When you have entered houses you didn't build, begin to draw water from wells you didn't dig, and then live in cities you didn't build, you forget the Lord. Know ye, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. That this man forgot God. He had no provision for God. He's not thinking of the kingdom of God. That what has been done for this God that blessed me. He saw this whole abundance for him to consume in the flesh. He was mindful of himself. It's on that ground he said we should seek first the kingdom of God. We should think first of the truth of God. This man could support the gospel. He could think of, what do I do with these resources? I'm a dieable man. I go to the dust soon. Who is the undieable? The word of God. To spend it on him. And from one generation to another. So that the truth of God will be publicized. So that when I go to the dust, the word of God that does not go to the dust. He said he did not allow him to see corruption. The undieable will continue. I will have a place. Jesus said, make friend with him. Make friend with the word. Though you may die in the flesh, but you can make friends so that when you fail, they will bring you into their habitation, into eternal habitation. He said, this man was not rich towards God. How? Towards his word. Don't you know when we are rich towards the Bible, towards the scripture, that is how we are rich towards God. We want to see the word of God advertised. We are men. We come and go, but the word of God abided forever. He said, the one that think on him, he is wise. That there are 10 virgins, 5 wise, 5 foolish. The 5 wise made provision for this God. They had him in their vessel. He said, where your treasure is, there will your heart be. They treasure the word. But he says, the other virgin, foolish ones, didn't treasure. That's why he said, thou fool, this night you are dying. Who is the fool? He that says in his heart, there is no God. The word of God is God. That Jesus says, that I tell you whom to fear. Fear the word of God. That the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Say, this man died the death of a fool. The resources he thought it was for himself, he's dead. He's gone. Who said those things that he thought that is for him to consume in the flesh. Who is it for now? That's why the apostle wrote this in Galatians chapter 6, reading from verse 6 to 8. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. It's on that ground the scripture is speaking to us. When he said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. You don't leave out verse 6. It began from the verse 6 of Galatians chapter 6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. That's what he was saying. He said this fool did not know that he is supposed to make provision for God. The house of God was available. Those people upholding the truth of God were there. This man did not make provision for the things of God in his heart. He was a person of God. And therefore, God blessed him for this purpose, so that he had meat in his house, that this man thought only of himself. He said, if we do so, we are foolish. We don't understand. That it is God that giveth us power to get whatever we get. And therefore, that anyone that communicates this truth to us, we should know that the truth of God is the kingdom of God. The God of heaven came to establish a kingdom on earth. That kingdom is the kingdom of Christ, his word. It's a government. That the kingdom of God is the government of God on earth to rule forever. And he says that it's to be published, is to be advertised, it is to be spoken of until the fullness of time comes, when he will take over. Hear what it says in Matthew chapter 10, reading from verse 40. He that receiveth you, receiveth me. He that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. He that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. He says the reward is eternal in the heavens. That he that giveth to him, he says he can never lose it. Jesus said, that's why he said, lay your treasure in heaven. That's the heaven. His word is heavenly. Where no moat, no corruption can eat it. Cannot corrupt. You can't lose it. It's everlasting because it's established in the truth. In that truth that abideth forever. But he said, if we spend our time in the flesh, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. It's passing away. But that we should spend what we have in this one that abides forever. That he said to them, to his disciples, he says, anyone that receive you, receive me. Anyone that receive me, receive him that sent me. That anyone that gives a cup of cold water to you in the name of a disciple, that you are my disciple. You are my servant. That's why the apostle said that we are laborers together with God, planting the truth of the kingdom until he comes. And he says that that one will not lose his reward. Can never. Because he is rich towards God. He is laying his treasure in the time to come for an everlasting habitation. And so he said we should be wise. That's what he's saying to us. That the treasure of God is the word of God. That be not deceived. Whatsoever a man sows, that is what he's going to reap. That he that is mindful of me will reap me. Jesus says, will have me and have me more abundantly. But anyone that turns away, and then all he's just thinking of, like the rich man, you know, the man who says, look, God has blessed him. Of course, God blessed him. But he was not rich towards God, is what God is saying. That God blessed me, then what have you done for this God that blessed you? Have you thought of him? Who is this God that blessed you? That by the word of the Lord you were blessed. Who is the creator? Who created us? The word. He says, then if we abandon him, it is like that fool. He said that fool that night is going to die. He died because he is our life. Who is the life giver? The word of God. He said, the breath into Adam, the breath of life, he became a living soul. So he says he told him that night you're dying, and he died. Because he did not think of this life, the one that endures forever. Which he says that though you die, you'll be alive. For anyone that believes in him, that receives him, can never die, can never perish. So therefore, because you have life, then you can have inheritance within life, with him. So that's what he's saying to us, that the treasure of God is the word of God that we see to eat. He said, where are the prophets? My servants, they are gone. The men, the generation they spoke to who refused their word, where are they? They are gone. But my word, is it not still with you? Now the prophets that receive it, they are living by the word. And he says that we are to receive him and live by him. He said, because I live, you shall live also. Therefore, see to it that this reign of Christ, he said, your labor in him is not in vain, to see that the word of God is advertised, that you speak of him. You should raise your voice for him, is what he's saying. And then you should support him, is what he's saying. Give a parable of one rich man and Lazarus. Lazarus was brought to his gates daily. Do you know the word of God is brought to our gates daily? This word of God is brought to us, like the message coming to us is the one brought to our gate. Where? The gates of our hearts. He says he stands at the door of our heart and he's knocking. Daily he's doing so. He said, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. That this Lazarus was brought to the gates of the rich man on a daily basis. He didn't think of him. Then in no time, Lazarus died. Lazarus was a servant of him. But the rich man did not realize that. He didn't see. He has eyes, he could not see. Ears he had, he didn't hear. Then in the process of time, he died also. And then he looked up and he saw this Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. And then he asked for living water. That he should send Lazarus to give him living water. There is only one that has living water. Jesus is that one. He said, come unto me, all you that are thirsty and hungry. I will give you living water. He said to Abraham, oh, send him to give me living water. Abraham said, but you rejected him. Now he's comfortable. It's his time. He's in his reign, his kingdom. That you are to receive this one. He said, this was coming to his gates daily. He didn't receive it. God is telling us that we should be wise. That we should receive the message that is coming to us daily. How do we receive it? We do something about it. Practical thing. God expected that rich man to do something practical. When his ground brought forth plentifully, God was waiting for him to see whether he's wise, whether he has an understanding that he will think, I didn't make this ground to bring forth abundantly. I'm not the one that is making God all this money. How did he come? He's supposed to think of God. He said he was not rich towards God. He had no God in his heart. He was an empty fellow. He had treasure in his heart, but he was treasuring the flesh. He had no treasure of God in him. But he said to us that we should treasure God. If we treasure God, that we will not lose that treasure. That the treasure that we have treasured himself abided forever. Luke chapter 9. I hear what he says to us further. Luke chapter 9. Reading from verse 23. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. He said he's coming in the glory of the Father. Who is coming? The Word of God. He says when he comes in the glory of his fathers and the holy angels, then his reward is with him. He will give that reward to those that have received him. When he is glorified as that everlasting Father, that living one whom he said we should honor, we should receive, we should not be ignorant. That we should not turn to the Father that brought death unto us, that in Adam we all died. In Christ we shall all live. That we should provide for this one. We should be rich in Christ. Make no provision for the flesh, but make provision for Christ. That's what he's saying. That you seek his kingdom first. You know, the kingdom of Christ is the kingdom of God. That's why he says, seek ye first the kingdom of the word of God. And all these things shall be added unto you. He's not just talking of this word in the world to come as well. That's why he said, when he come in his glory, he shall reward those who have sowed unto him. He said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. That means God cannot be deceived. And therefore, he said we should be wise, that he knows those who have given him a cup of cold water. He knows who those who have advertised him on earth. He knows those who are not ashamed of the gospel of his word. He knows those who have walked as laborers together in the vineyard, that all the apostles and the prophets labored in this vineyard. He said, but you are brought into this vineyard, all that men have labored, where you didn't labor. It's done already. We have the Holy Bible. All we need to do is to advertise him. It's for us to speak of him and say to people, this is that kingdom of God. We are to speak to one another so that they would believe on him and receive him. That as many as receive him will enter. That there is no other way anyone can receive from this God except he receive his word. That this word of God is able to save you to the utmost. And that we are to advertise him so that his spirit will come upon many, upon sons and daughters. And then he said we'll have a reward in God. That this reward is with him. That he is coming. And therefore he's saying to us that this treasure should be our treasure. We should treasure his word. In Colossians chapter 2, in verse 3. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. In verse 6. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. He says in him, it dwells all the treasures of wisdom of God. It's in Christ. He says, as you have received the Lord, so walk in him. Talk of him. Let your walk be your talk as well. Don't walk in him and you talk of the devil. He says, if we live in the spirit, we should walk in the spirit. We should advertise this one. The Lord is that spirit. That in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In the where? In the Bible. And he says that project him. He says, if I be lifted up, I shall draw men to myself. Who? The Son of Man. The one that is the treasure of God. Do you know that Jesus is the treasure of God? That God planted this word of God on earth as a hidden treasure, which he said we should seek for his reign. When he says seek ye first the kingdom of God, he's not talking of us entering into some hole. No, he's telling us that we need to seek for the reign of God first. We need to see that this kingdom of God is made manifest on earth. We should not be mindful of ourselves. No, he said the angels in heaven were not mindful of themselves. They didn't love themselves unto death. They preached the word and they flushed out the devil. Then the reign of Christ came upon them. There was joy in heaven that the accuser, the old serpent is cast out that accused us. And then there is joy in heaven. He said, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That it is through his angels who were loyal to him that the reign of Christ came into heaven. He says, through men who are loyal to him on earth shall the reign of Christ come. He says, if you be faithful, then you get your reward in him. Because when he come, those he who have received him, he will say he will come with them. That if we suffer with him, we shall be glorified together. And so God is saying to us that this is that treasure. Let this be your treasure. Don't do like that foolish one that just treasure the flesh. He said, my soul, enjoy now. He's just talking of the flesh. We die as men. That cannot profit us. What of all the rich men of this world? They are dead. Many have died. Those who are rich today, they will still die. But there is one not dieable. His name is Jesus, the living Bible. Abided forever. He says so to him. And you will abide forever by him. That when he comes in the glory of his Father, you know he's the one that is coming. He says we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father. God is a spirit. He shall be glorified in his Son. That the Son of God will come in the glory of his Father to reign forever. And then he said he will bring his own into that reign, that as many as receive him. Had you received him, if you are mindful of him. He said, where your treasure is, that is where your heart will be. Let your treasure be the Bible. There will your heart be. You will not be mindful of yourself. If that man was mindful of the word of God, that is the first thing he's going to think of. David was inside his house. He says, how can I be living inside the house and the ark of God is in the tent? I am living in a well-built house. The word of God is in cutting outside in the rain. He thought to build a house for God. He said, I will not give sleep to my eyelids until I find a place for the mighty God of Jacob. He wanted to build a temple for him. Then the Lord said, no, it's your son that will build a temple. You have seen enough. You have done your part. You have advertised my word in your days. That's enough. You have done, you have been faithful. He said, Moses was faithful in all his house. Are you faithful to this God? Don't you know you are his hands, you are his mouth on earth? He is the one that has been brought to us through the gospel. He said, talk of him to one another. He says, anyone that speak of him, that is not ashamed of him, he will not be ashamed of that one when he come in his own glory. Be not ashamed of this treasure of God. Is that treasure? The Bible, the word. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogun. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.